Welcome to the Life and Leadership Podcast, where we share ideas, real life stories, and inspiration for powerful people to level up. Tegan Travato and Katie Rasool are recovering HR executives and professional life and leadership coaches. In each episode, they'll help you tap into your personal power and take your life and career to the next level. Tegan and Katie are committed to helping others discover their inner mission and rise to their highest potential, and they're working on it every day themselves. Are you ready to transform how you lead and live? This is your community, and these are your hosts, Tegan and Katie.
Hey guys, welcome to our inaugural podcast. We wanted to give you a quick teaser about what's to come and take the opportunity to share a little bit about ourselves. So, a little bit about why we're doing the podcast. Most importantly, Katie and I are really happy to say this, we want to have some fun. So we're looking forward, we're looking forward to sharing our experiences with a broader audience, of course. We really are lifelong learners ourselves. That's part of why Katie and I connect so well. So we look forward to learning and growing just in doing this podcast. And we're excited to share with you what we're reading, what we're watching, what we're thinking about as professional coaches and leadership development experts. So Katie, what are you looking forward to on the podcast?
Yeah, I am just excited to have these conversations for you. Selfishly, I'm just excited to learn from you and to learn from other people that give us suggestions or ideas or comments. I'm just excited to start that conversation and then put it out in the world and, and bring it to a broader audience because I think it's needed. And I'm just really, you know, want to do it for my own learning. And so it's going to be a lot of fun and spending time together and hearing what other perspectives are on the topics we're going to cover.
Love it. So Katie and I may not take this opportunity again in the future, but we wanted to today to tell you a little bit about who we are as individuals so that as you tune in, you have a little bit of background about why we might be worth tuning into on occasion. So Katie, I'm going to ask you a really deep question. Katie, who are you?
Ooh. I think we've spent a lifetime trying to answer that.
Yes.
But I'm the Chief Awesome Officer, and my company is called Team Awesome. So I'm the founder, and when you start your own company, you can call yourself whatever you want. So that's the Chief Awesome Officer. And I coach leaders to level up, and I do some strategic advising for companies on their team culture and their employee experience. And I really come from a business and a talent development and organizational effectiveness background. And I wanted to continue to really do that work, but bring professional coaching into the mix as a big part of that, because as you and I both know, that that's really the secret sauce behind what we're doing. And when I am not doing that, I am a mom. So a lot of my free time is spent chasing a very spirited three-year-old son. And my husband and I also really love to try new restaurants. And I am in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So we love our city, really try and find ways to support our city, whether it's sports, restaurants, local art scene. And I love to go running. So that's a pastime for me, great stress reliever, and always has been. So I enjoy doing that as a little bit of time alone for myself. And I've just really been getting more back into performing arts just as a fun hobby. That's something that I spent a lot of time doing as a kid, and I'm trying to stay friends with my inner child. So that's where where I'm placing some of my time is singing and dancing and the performance art.
The many layers of Katie Rasool. I love it.
Peel back the onion.
Yes.
So same question for you, Tegan. Tell us, you know, who are you?
Let's start with who I am today. So I live in Chicago with my lovely husband, Brian. We are a huge fan of the city. It's a vibrant city with a ton of opportunity. It's a great place for women entrepreneurs. It's well known for that, and I can attest to that being very true. Brian and I are both entrepreneurs, and he always likes to call himself risk averse, and I chuckle behind his back because I'm like, well, we're both entrepreneurs, which is a pretty risky situation, but we've enjoyed great success over the years and freedom as a result. So I'm also vegan, and I'm okay if no one else is. I am not a pushy vegan. It's a very personal decision and somewhat a spiritual decision as well. So I have a deeply spiritual side that I tap into even when I'm doing my coaching work, when I'm out in the consulting world. I really do believe in living sort of mindfully and consciously and in full alignment, which we will eventually talk about on this podcast. All of that alignment is so important.
So true.
And for fun, even though I'm so lucky to be able to consider my work fun at this point in my life, in addition, I am playing piano again. So I started taking lessons a few months ago, first time in 20 some years, humbling experience. I was a very musical young person. And much like you said about the arts for you, Katie, I too have honored my inner child and am tapping back into some of the organic gifts I had as a young person. It's been a lot of fun. It is, there's a quote that I heard in my early 20s around the time I had to get rid of my piano. And it was from a hectogenarian, so she's over 100 years old. And she said, if I had known I would live to be this age, I would have picked up the trumpet at 40, because by now I'd be a classically trained musician. And that quote has stuck with me and has made me brave enough to invite an instructor into my home to help me kind of get my brain working again on and make both sides of the hemispheres connect and play some music. So it's a lot of fun. I also love yoga, and I love lifting heavy weights, writing, reading, researching. I always like to say I look cool on the outside, but I'm a huge nerd on the inside, even though it is cool to be a nerd these days, thank goodness. I love to create research projects for myself. So the nature of our work as coaches really is that we should always be learning and providing what we're learning back to our clients, as you know. And so it's not unusual for me to set out to do research on the imposter syndrome or on a topic, you know, something rather existential like fear. What is fear? What do we do with fear? How do we leverage fear? So it's not unusual for me to be in a library or online, really digging into some kind of deep topics and learning a little more about them.
I love that.
Yeah. So what led me to this place, though, is, you know, roughly 20 years in the corporate space, 15 of which I spent in the human resources functions of recruiting and learning and development. So if you think about what that means, my entire career was filled with having extremely personal conversations about what people want, about what they're afraid of, about what they would settle for and what their non-negotiables are. And so I've brought all of that experience into my practice now as the founder of Bright Arrow Coaching. So I work one-on-one with clients all over the United States, as well as executive teams, to help them really shed whatever fear they have of being in their full power.
I love that.
Yeah. So I now describe myself. Yeah, go ahead, Katie.
I think it's been really interesting, and I know you'll attest to this as well, to just being in the coaching space, how powerful that is. And yeah. I have been in, you know, learning development, training development in corporate spaces forever, and I've experienced a lot of that. You've taken every assessment, and I have learned more about myself through coaching, whether it's being a coach or being the client, and just being around coaching, than I have in the previous 34 years of my life. So it's been, you know, I've seen and done everything, personal development, and nothing has been quite like the coaching experience.
I totally agree. And that was really well said. And, you know, I think for anyone that's listening, if you haven't experienced coaching, the best way to learn how to describe it is to experience it, because it is a very personal experience. Even in the leadership space, it's very personal to be coached. And if your coach is worth their weight in salt, they are constantly working on themselves as well. It's sort of our charge for the rest of our lives as professional coaches to be doing the work so that we can bring great tools to our clients and new experiences. And to your point, Katie, the resources that we're reading, listening to, et cetera. And I would totally echo your sentiment that yes, in HR, it's always been our job as professionals to be looking at the latest learning tools or the assessments, but nothing more powerful has happened in my life from a growth perspective than experiencing coaching with my clients and for myself. So we're really excited to bring that to folks. And you know something I realized, Katie, as soon as I said it, when I described helping people shed their fear of being powerful, that may sound a little nebulous to some folks listening. And I think through this podcast, we're going to help people understand what that really means.
And like doable. It doesn't, yes. It's not this far, far away idea. It exists.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the nuts and bolts of that here.
Absolutely. So Katie, what can people expect when they tune in every week? Let's tell them a little about that.
Yeah, well, Life and Leadership, the name, it's not just a clever name. So that's definitely going to be the focus of what we're talking about, because really that we are the same human, whether we are living our life, we're at work in all the areas. So we're certainly going to talk about leadership and career and personal professional development. But that's not the only place that we want to play big in our lives. Yeah. And we want to play big in the areas of family and parenting and in our health and our relationships with others and the fun that we have and enjoyment and certainly spiritual awareness. You talked about the importance of your spiritual practices being a big part of that. And I couldn't agree more. So those are all going to be areas that we are going to talk about and bounce around, because we bounce through every single one of those every day.
Yes.
In our lives. And I think it's important that we bring the whole person to the table when we talk about those things, because we're a lot more complex than sort of the binary work and home, right?
Yes. And I'm so happy to be working in a time where we're starting to recognize that the new version of leadership is being a fully incorporated being, that we have to lead ourselves first. It isn't a command and control thing anymore. There are still plenty of companies out there that operate that way. But now the new paradigm is that leaders develop from the inside out. And that is very much the way of the future. So it makes sense that we'd incorporate all of these things. And it's a little bit funny sometimes when one of the assessments I always share with my leadership coaching clients is a full life assessment that incorporates all of these areas to ask, how satisfied are you on the health front? How satisfied are you from a spiritual standpoint in terms of fun and enjoyment? And of course, as a leader. And a lot of times they'll step back and say, oh, well, I didn't even realize this would be part of a leadership development conversation. And it is such a pleasure to introduce to them that if all of those areas of their lives are fulfilling, they will show up at work and be better people leaders, hands down.
So true. And this is modern leadership, and that's what we're going to be talking about here, is that this is not a podcast to talk about leadership circa 1986.
Preach.
And this is how, and like, you guys get it. You guys listening, you'll get it. We get it. People are really understanding that in their lives, both in the workplace and otherwise. And yeah. That's where we're going to be. We're going to play in that space, because ain't nobody got time for the old, for the old definition.
So why don't we talk a bit, Katie, before we sign off here, about what are a couple of things that you personally are really excited to share with people on this podcast?
Yeah. So something I'm really excited about, I recently did a TEDx talk, and I am just waiting on pins and needles for the video to come back any day now. So I'm excited to share that with everyone. It was called Uncovering the High Achieving Introvert. So it really talked about the juxtaposition of being very driven and being a high achiever, but also needing space and solitude and place for reflection, because those things don't often go together. Yeah. And just kind of exploring what that's like and what I've learned about myself and the journey I took to really understand that my value is not attached to how much I accomplish in life. And it took me a long time to come to that realization about myself.
It's amazing.
So that's what the talk's about.
I'm going to interject here. Yeah, hold on. because Katie will not toot her own horn too hard, but I will. I was at this TED Talk and it was phenomenal. And one of the things I had to tell Katie after the fact, because she would have no idea this was happening from the stage, but I was sitting in the audience and as she was talking, I heard things like, yes, preach. So it obviously was striking a chord with a lot of folks in the room, myself included. It was a phenomenal talk, Katie. I'm excited that that's coming out. We'll definitely have to let podcast listeners know where to find that when it's ready.
Yeah, I sure will. I'm glad you were there to experience that, because I was on stage and having an existential experience. I pretty much just blacked out. So
fair enough.
Nice to know how everyone else felt. Another thing I'm really excited about is I am writing a book and really expanding on that same topic. So sharing more personal story, but also half of it is around doing the work. So people who are having a similar experience around this, either same type of experience about being a high achiever, being an introvert who is driven, how does that play out and what does that look like in their own life? So they can kind of move from point A to point B using some of the same tools or some of the same questions I asked myself to get to the other side. So that's what the book is about. I'm really excited about finishing writing that this fall, and it'll be published in 2018. So
that is awesome, Katie. Great.
Yeah. And the other thing that's really top of mind for me right now is this idea of showing up for your assignment. So I firmly believe the universe gives assignments your way for the things that you need and the things you need to learn. And so if you've ever, you know, quit a job that you didn't like or quit a boss you didn't like and moved, and somehow that same boss showed up in another human in your next job and you quit that one, you go to the next one. That's a great example of ignoring the assignment that the universe is trying to put in front of you, some lesson that you're trying to learn. And so I'm really talking a lot about showing up for the assignment for that the universe is handing you and learning what you are meant to learn within that moment. So that's great. Some of the things that I'm focusing on right now.
Love it. Sounds like juicy stuff.
Yeah. What about you? What are some of the things that you're really excited about right now?
So in the same vein, some of the topics I've been writing about, ruminating on, speaking to, when speaking engagements, is shedding your inheritance is one. So it's a phrase I often use to really help people think about what stories they're carrying around that aren't theirs. You know, what lies they've ascribed to or are living about themselves or their circumstances. Because often we are literally the only thing stopping ourselves from having whatever we want. So I love to talk about shedding your inheritance. We'll dig in on that a bit. Another is a phrase that I've coined called the brilliance margin. And Katie, I know you know what that is. We won't go into that now in depth. I'm just going to tell folks that this is really, you know, there's a way of arriving at our personal power, and there's often a conscious choice to accept it or shrink away from it. And so the brilliance margin gives us some guardrails around what that means and how to recognize it. So we'll talk about that. A couple
people,
of others.
People, yeah. You're going to love it. Yeah,
thanks.
That's all I'll say.
It's pretty good stuff. Powerful. And then, you know, the other is that I'm really excited to share some personal stories. You know, I've been speaking for a long time, and especially as a learning and development leader, I've been in front of thousands of people in the classroom over the years and adults, and shared tons of stories, but they were all pretty safe. And what I mean by safe is they happened at work and it was okay to talk about those. And, you know, I've spent the last few years really, you know, fine-tuning my storytelling skills in general, so that I feel compelled and confident to tell the personal stories, because really the personal stories are what shaped who I was as a leader, and they ran in parallel to the leadership stories throughout my life. So I'm really excited to use a little bit of airtime to start sharing some of those that aren't as safe and a little bit raw, but absolutely real. So excited to bring some of those to the podcast as well.
That's fantastic. And yeah. World, you are going to love the stories Tegan has to share. I'm excited to hear more.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Great. Well, guys, we just wanted to drop this short podcast on your plate so that you could get to know us a little bit. Our next full episode will come out here in the next few weeks. We sure hope you'll listen in. Katie, thanks for sharing who you are today and some of your stories.
Same to you. I am excited for everyone to get to know us and you guys join into the podcast. We'd love to hear what you want to hear about and give your suggestions as well. And we look forward to spending more time with you.
Yeah. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you like what you hear, please go to iTunes and subscribe, like, and give 5 stars to the podcast. Discover more opportunities for growth by visiting brightarrowcoaching.com and teamawesomecoaching.com. We hope you gained some new awareness today, and we can't wait to feel the change you make in the world. Join us next time on the Life and Leadership Podcast.